Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about how we can know that God is with you today. How we can know that God is here. I want to share four things with you. You know that I'm a simple guy. I like to keep it simple. I'm not going to use an acronym. You know I love acronyms, but I am just going to share four things with you that I've learned over my lifetime, that when the enemy gets me to kind of doubt, wonder, is God really there? I can be reminded by these four things to know that God is here with me today, and that you can know that God is with you wherever you are today. Love our radio audience, people all over Central Kentucky driving to work or sitting at home listening, or people listen to the podcast and coming back from lunch or in the morning on your way to work. Buddy Tom Haley, while he's fixing breakfast. We have podcast listeners all over the world. United Kingdom, we have several listeners there. Just want to give them a shout out and thank you for their support of Hope Is Here. And thanks so many of you that support us financially. We're so blessed, people that help this ministry make it possible. I just want to extend a special thank you to those of you that do it. We have a few monthly partners and so appreciate that, and then just as people are led, and thank you so much. We appreciate all financial blessings that you've entrusted us with to help provide hope to people all over Central Kentucky and across the world with the podcast. But the first way that I can know that God is here is, number one, the Bible tells us from Genesis to Revelation that he is. Okay, sometimes it tells us in Hebrews, draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. And when we don't spend time reading our Bible, then we can start to doubt God's presence in our lives, right? Psalm 23, verse 6 says, "Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life." Luke chapter 19, verse 10, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." Don't you love that? I mean, it's an active relationship. I mean, even think about in Genesis, right at the beginning of the Bible, chapter 3, when Adam and Eve, after they had sinned, they kind of, obviously knew that right from wrong then, and they were ashamed, and they went and hid. And yet I love that since the beginning of time, God has been pursuing a personal relationship with us. I love there in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, it said, "When the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord among the trees." And then in verse 9, it says, "Then the Lord called to them and said, 'Where are you?'" And, friends, I love that. Even though God can totally turn his back on Adam and Eve, because he desires a personal relationship with us. He pursued them, went looking for them, and said, "Where are you?" And maybe for some of you today, you've been hiding. You kind of been like Adam and Eve, if you're honest. You've been hiding from God. You might listen to a radio program or podcast, or maybe you just happen to be scanning the dial today, and you just came up on Hope Is Here. So glad you listened. But I want you to know that maybe for somebody listening today, that God's like, "Hey, quit running and hiding from me. I'm here. I've been pursuing you. I'm here, but I need you to come to me and not to hide, and know that the Lord is gracious and kind, and he wants to help you, and he loves to help you, and know that he's there for you today." Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 12, "What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go and search for the one that is straying? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he will rejoice over it more than over the other 99 that didn't wander away. In the same way, it is not my heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should perish." So I want you to think about that, friends. Sometimes you think, "Oh man, God doesn't care about me. Man, there's so many people." Friends, Jesus, great example. Out of 100, said that God goes after the one lost sheep. They wander away, and it's the Heavenly Father's will that not even one shall perish. So he cares about you, friends. He cares about you. tells us in the Bible that he knows the number of hairs on our head. Now, in my case, that's not very many. But you know what? In other words, God knows about the details of our life. Love this quote by Billy Graham I heard many, many years ago. The Bible is God's love letter to us. From Genesis to Revelation, God reveals how much he loves us and how he wants a personal relationship with us. And I want to remind you, friends, Christianity is it's so much more than just a religion. It's a relationship. That's why Jesus came. Some of you need to get back in that personal relationship with God through spending time with Jesus. A second way we can know that God is here and present in our lives today is that God's actions speak louder than words. God's actions speak louder than words. You know, we know people, you know, hey, yeah, they talk a good game, but they don't back it up. Or, you know what, oh, they tell us they'll do this, but they don't follow through. Anybody besides me know people like that? Oh, my goodness. And we all do. Occasionally we're that person, but obviously God modeled action. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I mean, God modeled giving, friends, since the very beginning. Then verse 17, and we kind of stop at 3:16. You know, oh, yeah, we know that one. But, man, 3:17 has really been speaking to me over the last few years. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Friends, remember, God doesn't condemn us. He'll convict us, okay, but he doesn't condemn us. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, if you're a follower of Jesus, okay, if you've accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, okay, that there's Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, for now there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So, friends, we can be encouraged today and know that God wants to, you don't have to run from God like Adam and Eve. If you say, I'm sorry and please forgive me, and you've accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, man, he wants that personal relationship for you. I mean, don't be surprised and don't be fooled by that. You know, the enemy wants to lie to you, because remember, Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9 says, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. A quote that is so powerful, simple, but it's powerful, by Rick Warren. You are made by God and for God, and until you understand that, your life will never make sense. Say that one more time. You are made by God and for God, and until you understand that, life will never make sense. I think the challenge is, friends, that sometimes I'm playing that measuring game, you know, got my measuring stick out and comparing my life to other people's lives, thinking, well, God's not using me like he's using so-and-so. And yet, friends, we just say, hey, God, take my one and only life and make it count. He may choose to do it through 100 people. It may be just one person. But I can think how many times one person's made a huge difference in my life by one just sharing an encouraging word, whether it's through a conversation, through a text, through an email, through a phone call, through a handwritten card. Oh, my goodness. I mean, they're game changers, man, through something somebody's posted on Facebook that's uplifting, or a comment that somebody's made. I mean, I've done the Cup of Hope, my little 59 seconds or less Cup of Hope, for over a year now. And, I mean, 365 days straight. Now it's like 380, I think, or something. And I got to be honest, there are some days I'm like, I don't feel like doing this, one, because I'm tired. And two, the enemy's like, man, nobody watches those. Nobody cares. And all I'm doing is just sharing a thought, basing it off Scripture, just trying to get people in God's Word, and just saying, hey, give me 58, 59 seconds, always less than a minute. And about the time I think, I'm not going to do that, and I say, okay, I'm going to do it one more time, and then literally God will have somebody press a comment on, just saying, post a comment on Facebook or Twitter or TikTok. You can find us there at Hope Is Here LEX. That's Hope Is Here LEX on Instagram, on Twitter, and TikTok. And then on Facebook, we're just at simply Hope Is Here. But on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, you can find the 1 minute Cup of Hope at simply at Hope Is Here LEX. And yet, somebody will post a comment on one of those three TikTok, Twitter, or Instagram saying, man, I needed to hear that today. Or somebody at one time posted, you know, every morning I get up and I have my cup of coffee and I look for a cup of hope. That's how I start my day. And I can't tell you what a breath. It was oxygen to my soul. And so when the enemy may be trying to discourage you today, know that God could, you could be the person just through a kind word. If God lays somebody on your heart, call them if you can, but at least send them a text and say, hey, I'm thinking of you. You got a chance, say a prayer for them, but just tell somebody you're thinking about them, you love them. A couple emojis, heart, praying hands emoji. We all need encouragement, right? As my friend Dave Willis says, the world has enough critics, be an encourager. A third way that we know that God is here today is when we open our eyes and ears. We got to open our eyes and ears. Jeremiah 29, verses 12 and 13 says, then you will call on me and come to pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. In other words, when you're looking for me, when you're really looking for me. But I love that God says, I will listen to you when you do that. A lot of us know Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you a hope and a future. And yet, 12 and 13, want to encourage you to read those. Those are powerful that I just read. Psalm 34, verse 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Man, what a powerful verse that is, Psalm 34, verse 4. Psalm 105, verse 4 says, look to the Lord and his strength. See his face always. Once again, using our eyes, seeking the Lord, being intentional, taking action. And Proverbs 3:6 says, listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Friends, God's a gentleman. He doesn't force himself upon us. So I want to encourage you today, maybe to invite, just say, you know what? We're going to be done here in about a minute and a half. And I just want to encourage you, we're done, to say, God, I just want to invite you to be a part of my life today. And help me have eyes to see and ears to hear you. Such a simple but powerful prayer request. God, please help me have eyes to see where you're working and ears to hear where you're working and to join you in whatever you're doing. Fourth and final thing, if you want to know that God is here today in your life, to recap real quick, number one, first, the Bible tells us from Genesis to Revelation that God is with us each day. Secondly, God's actions speak louder than words. And third reason we can know God is here and with us today is when we open our eyes and ears to look for him and to hear him. And last but not least, when we choose faith over fear. When we choose faith over fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 reminds us that fear doesn't come from God. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Chuck Swindoll said, the lens of fear magnifies the size of uncertainty. But I love Dr. Jeremiah's quote, trust is an act of the mind, while obedience is an act of the hands and feet. So friends, I want to encourage you today to trust God, to choose say, I'm going to choose faith over fear. I'm going to open my eyes and ears to see where you're working, God, and to be listening from where you're working. God, I know that your actions speak louder than words. And last but not least, thank you for the Bible that tells me from Genesis to Revelation that you love me. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Are you over 55 looking to increase your strength, endurance, balance, coordination, and more? Fitness for folks over 55 should be more than just stretching and mild workouts. Stronger Life Fitness for people over 55 helps folks do the things that they want and need to do, from lifting heavy packages, grandchildren and pets, to hiking the Inca Trail. Created by doctors of physical therapy and led by Stronger Life certified coaches, group classes are not only effective but safe. A Stronger Life is a better life. Located in Lexington. For more information, visit us online at StrongerLifeHQ.com.